Friend, hi, and welcome. It's a Thursday over here. Who's ready for a good Friday? I know I am ready. We've been just pouring out over in the Profitable Podcast Bootcamp group. If you have not been a part of that bootcamp where I am teaching incredible Kingdom women just like you how to grow a profitable podcast that generates leads and allows you to have more systems in your life to create more time so that you can know what the heck to do, show up consistently for it, and ultimately land yourself an incredible fruitful business that generates income, helps people, and is glorifying and fulfilling. Yes and amen to all of those things. Okay. If you're missing out, like, let's remedy that. Go right now to stephaniegass.com/bootcamp. You can still watch all the replays. They will be up for a couple more days, so do not delay. And you can still join us live for tomorrow, which is a coffee chat with me. If you want to hang out with me in a private Zoom room, get your questions answered. Again, stephaniegass.com/bootcamp. You will get an email with all the links of where to show up. So we've been having fun over there, but I am so exhausted, but in the best way. You know, when you're just like, I gave every single thing that I had and I have nothing left. Like, I'm fully poured out. That's me right now. I'm excited to sleep for the next 48 hours all weekend long when this baby is over. And I just pray that it blessed everybody that was a part of it. So that's what's been going on over here. It's been like boot camp land. But I digress. What I'm bringing you guys today on the podcast is one of my amazing students. Her name is Rosa Alejandro, and she is going to be sharing how she got her first coaching client the day that her offer went live. Like, the moment she opened her mouth and breathed the words, boom, coaching client. And like, that is the power of having a highly converting podcast. So I want you to hear from her kind of how that whole thing transpired, how she grew her show to that point, and how she was able to pass 15,000 downloads as a podcast to profit student and graduate. So lean in, listen to the strategies that we share with you guys today. I know this is going to uber bless you. You're going to want to take notes and know that if this is possible for so many of my students, this is possible for you too. There is nothing special about any of us that are having success from our podcast, except for the fact that we started, we got clear and niched in, we stayed super specific, we were consistent and disciplined in our content, and then we had one offer that was not confusing, and we learned how to sell it well. And then we rinsed and repeated, and we rinsed and repeated. And that is the exact model and method that I teach you guys in the Stephanie Gass School. So stay tuned. I've got some crazy bonuses that are actually happening through Sunday if you decide to join us in the Stephanie Gass School that I will be sharing with you in just a little bit. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. Hi, Rosie. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Stephanie. It's good to be here.
I'm so excited that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about your journey. You've had some incredible wins in your podcasting journey, but let's start with what it is that you do and what your podcast is called.
Full-time, I'm an educator. I'm a public school's middle school teacher. I teach social studies. And so now what I also do on the side is I coach. I actually help Christian women who want to develop a Bible study routine. I help them make sure that they find the time to do that. How do I get that perfect time for you? Because that is usually the biggest factor in why women have a hard time finding a Bible study routine that works and that can be consistent. So that's what I do now.
I love it. So incredible. Two big callings on your life,
Yeah,
right?
for sure. Yeah.
So good. So you are a podcast to profit student, and you've also worked with me before in the past. How did that all begin? Take everybody kind of on a journey of how you found me, and then ultimately what made you want to join podcast to profit.
You were a suggestion on Apple Podcasts when I was listening to another entrepreneurship show. And so you were like on the bottom of Apple Podcasts.
So what made you want to join the program? You listened to the show, and then I think we did like a quick coaching call together.
So I won coaching with you by being involved in the group Entrepreneur of the Month, or Mompreneur of the Month at the time. Yeah.
And that did that coaching call lead you into the next steps?
I had already decided I was going to go into P2P because God blessed me with the money. And that was a really great story and testimony of that.
So what were your fears or roadblocks? Were you like, I want to join, but I heard you say that the finances came through. Was there any other fear that was keeping you maybe from taking that leap initially?
Well, initially it was, how am I going to have time for this? Right. But, you know, at first I was like, man, this seems like you really have to dig deep and really be committed. And it's true. You do have to be committed. And I started praying about it. And I said, if I start in April, yeah, I might not go full force in April, but I think I can do a lot. And then in the next months after that, I can totally go in full force. And it's exactly what happened. That's how I was able to get it. And God provided the money just through something that I did not expect. And then we covered the rest, you know, a little bit more of it. And then I did a little internship with you as well, which was great, a great experience. And there was a discount for that as well. So that was just God just put it all the pieces together.
As he always does. I love that so much. So yeah. Then you get into P2P. What was the program like? What, you know, I know one of the concerns was time. Maybe speak to that a little bit. How did you make it work with the time you had? Like, what was your favorite part? Kind of talk everybody through that.
The time, even though I was on summer vacation for more than half of it, probably a little more than half of it.
Okay. Zip, zip, zip. Hi. I am interrupting this podcast interview to tell you about the crazy sale that is happening right now through Sunday night only. So if you're listening to this podcast today, March 7th, you are in such luck because we have a massive, massive bootcamp going on, which I mentioned in the beginning of today's episode, that you can, of course, come and join us in stephaniegass.com/bootcamp, or you can just cut to the chase. If you're like, I'm ready. I want to grow my podcast. I want to get more sales. I want to make sure that I have a profit producing machine by the end of 2024. This is your opportunity to go grab tons of bonuses that we have just unlocked, like a review party, a content mapping party, and savings, big, big, big savings. So whether you have a podcast or not, we have some insane options for you over at stephaniegass.com/let's do this. stephaniegass.com/let's do this. Go over there, follow the prompts, watch the video, and be completely blown away by the crazy deal that is on the table. Again, only through Sunday. It's coming down. So run, go, stephaniegass.com/let's do this, save big, and I'll meet you inside.
It wasn't, well, it was vacation, but not really, because I have a 4-year-and-a-half-year-old daughter. So I had to be attentive to her, and I had my husband's help, you know, when he could help. And what I did was I just set a time every morning to work on P2B. That's when I really did most of the work. And then in her naps, I would work a little bit more. Right. Sometimes my husband would just step in and I need you. I got to finish this. So he'll step in and I'll just finish what I had to do. So that's really how I made it happen. And even when I started the school year, we were still a little bit into P2. We're almost done with it. And I had to still find ways. I'm like, man, we're not completely done. And I just was getting into launching my coaching program. So I just pray a lot. Like, God, help me. Give me the strength. And we made it happen. The launch went through and it was great. So made it happen. Just had to prioritize, obviously, God first, and then have that those time blocks set out for the P2P program.
And I think that's that way with anything that you decide, like, I'm going to go all in on this thing. There are going to be intentionality around making that a priority, making it happen, having the conversations with your family, but then it's worth it to be able to really dive into something with excellence and with all that you have. It's going to produce really incredible results. So, which is what I would love to know. So what happened for you, Rosie, through the PTP program? Share your wins with us.
So I'm going to share my wins, but I also want to tell you that my favorite part to answer that question, it had to be the coaching. I'll tell you that coaching all the way through, coaching with you, coaching as you were coaching others, taking notes on the bottom of my notebook to see what applied to me, because there was always something that did. And even to this day, when I go into the other lives that you do in the student community, like I just always get something out of coaching. And then also you have an amazing team, Stephanie. I have to tell you, I put up a question and within less than 24 hours, sometimes even less than 2 hours, I'm getting that answered. And then halfway through the program, and I shared this with you before, but halfway through the program, I was already at a top 1.5% podcast. And I started the program at 5%. And that was because I was already implementing, just listening to the podcast, I was implementing things that you were teaching. And sure, through those boot camps, suddenly, you know, the downloads, you could see them just going up and up. And, you know, it was just amazing. So that's one of the things that I'm probably most proud of, just to kind of see the growth that was so fast. Some of the things I see now is that right now I average around 1200 to 1500 downloads a month, which compared to before, which was like in the hundreds, if I was lucky, is really amazing. Currently, I'm at over 15,000 downloads. I'm actually close to 16,000 now.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Stephanie, I had this podcast since May of 2021. Right. And in that first year, I was lucky to get like 800 downloads.
Yeah.
I didn't find you yet. Once I started listening to you and implementing some things, then it started growing a little slowly. But there's nothing like being in P2P. It's nothing like actually being coached and being somewhere that's structured, and such an excellent program like yours is not, it's unlike any. So you have these lessons, recordings in your in your program where you talk about how to create a Facebook group and things like that. I went in back and I redid my podcast cover, but this time I had like branding, like my actual brand. So it made a big difference. And so what happened was right as I was finishing P2P, and as soon as I changed that cover, and I also changed the title of the group because I made it more searchable on Facebook, all of a sudden, I'm seeing this huge spike in my Facebook group growth. So basically, between August, when I was ending the program, and pretty much till last month, I saw a 405% increase in Facebook members. And today, practically, I'm getting at least 1, 2, 3, or 4 like people like requesting to be on in the group. And they find me through the podcast, and they find me through searching on Facebook, both. You know, those are some of the wins that I can tell you. Also, one more thing I will share is that when I did my launch, and I did it for coaching, and then I got my first client that very first day, I was like, oh my God.
So exciting. Like, wow. It works.
It was great. And recently I had 2 more women reach out to me to find out about the coaching program as well that actually found me through the podcast. So.
And that's the whole point. I mean, well, first of all, congratulations. Okay. Like, exploding those downloads, seeing that exponential growth after struggling through that first year on your own, the power of the support and accountability partnered with the strategy and the coaching. I totally agree. It's like this beautiful blending of everything we need to actually move the needle. Cause you can have coaching and then good luck, goodbye, but that's hard. So you don't have the people keeping you accountable. You can have a lot of support, but then you miss the strategy. Like, well, what's next? Or how do I do this launch? And you have all of those components in Podcast to Profit and a little fire under you to get it done. So all of those things really created that for you. And what I love about the final end of your testimony here, which was, I got the first sale right away, first day, and I'm having more people reach out for coaching requests right through the show. You've proven that the whole funnel works. Mm-hmm. This whole thing that we've created over the past 6 months, the clear brand, revamping the podcast, the way that you're podcasting, the growth of your show, now all the way to I am securing clients. Now all we do is more of the same, and you get to show up with peace in your heart and presence in your life and spend time with your family and rinse, repeat. And that's the entire dream of setting up a passive revenue business from a podcast.
Yes. And then, you know, just to know that I finally have direction, I finally have clarity. I know what I'm doing. I know what God wants me to do. And it's just so, such a great feeling. It's such a great victory, you know, and all to God be the glory.
For sure. Amen. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for sharing your incredible testimony. What would you say to anybody who's on the fence or thinking, Would P2P be for me? Should I do it? I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I would say you have to do it for sure. And if money is an obstacle, pray God will provide the means. He will, because when it's your time, nothing can stop it and nothing can stop God. You have to believe that He's going to provide a way. There's no regret. And I know I'm just getting started. I know that this is just the beginning, but the first step is to sign up and don't doubt that God can work through us, through Stephanie, her team, and just through all the wonderful ways she helps you.
Rosie, you are so sweet. I cannot wait to continue walking this journey and watching you flourish and grow and reach all the incredible women that you're called to serve. It's just my greatest joy is working with you guys and seeing you blossom into what your calling is. So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Stephanie. And I forgot to mention the name of my podcast earlier.
I was going to say, share with everybody on your podcast and where they can come check out your great message.
All right. The name of my podcast is The Intentional Christian Woman. And basically my TSO is I help busy Christian women find calm in the chaos through a Bible study routine. That's what I do. That's my podcast name. And I hope and pray that you can find me and in any way I can help you. I'm here.
Awesome. You guys go check her out. Well, thank you, my love. I will see you again so soon.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.